With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is God? Within our reality, I never believed such a being existed. I've seen beings that we would consider gods, ones that hold unfathomable power, who can wipe us out with a thought. Their reach and scope of our understandings are within the bound of our reality. So, what would constitute what God is? A being that would transcend this reality. Look upon us not as if we were atoms, but as if we were thoughts, ideas. Totally and completely separate from our reality. We'd be nothing but words to it, much like Superman could never physically interact with you or me. We would never be able to interact with it. But what makes the laws of that being? The one who transcends us, who writes the rules of that being? Is there one that transcends the being that transcends us? Where does this hierarchy of stories originate, then? I've often thought of this. Perhaps there's a being out there we would never be able to understand. The one who transcends us, and in very nature, who transcends itself. With my studies, I've found there is an infinite sets of realities. Is all contained within our one singular dimensional plane. Upon further tests, I found a transfinite amount of universes in one singular multiverse. So where do we stand with this creature? How many universes have I gone up just to find this thing erasing it all again? The fear of something not even I can reach begins to make me think all my effort is futile. Now, with this being said, the most I can do is try. I may never be able to stop it or prevent its damage, but I can save as many as possible. Am I asking all of this? Last night I've done studies and tests, each coming back with an answer. Each test adds more information to our cosmology. This universe is just a rung on a ladder to what seems to be another transfinite recursion of universes, ever expanding, going up and down in a stack. Each universe sees the one below as words on a page. Could I be akin to a god for the ones I transcended using the suit? But to you, I seem to be a normal human. What'll happen when I eventually move in from this universe upwards? It is all in the unknown, even for someone like me. Is the void an end-all, be-all God? I fear this is the case. I can't find a single universe below our own to be left intact. It's all being erased. An empty, endless void is all there is. Maybe for the one reading this, I'm only words to you. Maybe the one who wrote my story is but a fictional character in the unending layers of narratives. A hierarchy of stories, if you will. All this seems rather unlikely as I have conversation with the people in the site. Sorry, I ramble on when I make a discovery. This series is all about possibilities of survival. I found all of this with a possibility matrix designed by my people. It's unsettling to think what I thought was real and tangible is nothing but words now. The more I think of this, the more I dread and I think of what's to come. Will I ever be able to reach and stop the void before all stories become erased? I can only try. The reason I bring this up is that the more I study, the more time and effort I put into finding out how to stop the void, the more I become stuck in a depressive state. the feeling of absolute hopelessness washing over me. Even if I was able to rise upwards through this stack, I'd never be able to reach the top. Have you ever felt true hopelessness? It's scarier than any monster, human or alien. True nihilism is depressing beyond belief. I wake up and I run tests until I eventually pass out. When I wake the next day, the cycle continues, day in, day out. I would ask for assistance, but this is my burden. I feel that since I first moved up the stack, I started a never-ending chain of destruction in my wake. All possible possibilities and even impossible events could have happened due to my pure selfishness. Life is a dark and fleeting place, with existence as a whole and entirely reliant on your efforts and interest. Maybe you, reader, will not believe me, or maybe you'll see what I mean. To put it in perspective, even when a person is holding a gun at your head, even when you're being chased by a large creature who will kill you if they catch you, there is still a sliver of hope. Possible realities where you can be the victor. In this situation, there was no hope, no possibilities, only the void. Hope is one fuel that keeps us going, and I'm running out of fumes at this point. With all the knowledge my people had, it wasn't enough. Even discovering how our universe system is run by possibilities and abstract mathematics, much like a Tagmark Type 4 universal theory, I still am unable to see what I can do to solve this problem. Last night I had a dream in which I was drifting in a sea of black ink. In every direction I look, it was empty. When I looked into the sea, it felt like it was staring back through my reflection. In this dream, the sun was up and bright, painfully bright. I could feel my skin burning and bubbling under the rays. Felt as if I was being punished by God. I could smell the scent of my flesh being cooked as the heat cranked up. I tried yelling in pain, but no sound came out. The only noise I could hear was my skin being turned into what you people call pork rinds. If I wriggled and writhed in pain, I could hear its voice. Your story is strange. I can feel you trying to escape a predestined narrative. You are to bring others to me, much like the feeble human reading this post. The void bellowed out to me. And suddenly, I could see a large jet-black figure rise from the sea, covered in ink. The figure walked across the sea of ink and stopped in front of me, making an eye connection, although its face was featureless. When we locked eyes, the sun started to set, and my wounds began to rapidly heal. A wave of calm washed over me as his appearance slowly revealed. The creature was a large, pale, no-eyed monster with only a thin set of lips, an unnaturally giant maw that smiled at me with a sharp, toothy grin. It breathed deep and spoke again, but this time in a calm, more gentle tone. Relax. I have no ill will toward you. Listen carefully, as I will only say this one time. I need you to bring in readers. I must feed on their stories. I looked at him confused. What do you mean by reader? He looked into the sky and I could feel him peering into my soul. It's them I want. I want you. I can feel your heart racing, your eyes following the screen from left to right. Soon I will be with you all. Soon. I looked puzzled. Who are you talking to? It cocked its head toward me. You know nothing of this current situation. You are but a pawn. But even pawns are useful. I can't feel any malice coming from this entity, but I still have a very uneasy feeling as if one wrong move and he could eat me. You may leave my void now, child. I have what I want. He took a deep breath with ecstasy, and it is delicious. The monster licked his lips shortly after he raised his hand and flicked it upwards. All of a sudden, I was being flung into the air as if something was pulling me at an alarming rate. Within seconds, I couldn't even see the earth. After flying for about 1 minute, I heard a crash, and all seemed to slow down. The universe I was in shattered like broken glass, and when I reached the other side, I woke up. I was shivering and covered in a cold sweat. Panicking, I looked at my arm and I felt terrible pain. My whole right arm was bruised. I feel a searing heat throughout the sun-scorched body, but it was all a dream. I don't know what reality is or fiction. I feel like I'm going insane. I need rest. My head is spinning, my ears are ringing. My next chapter will be about the universe I traveled to. Until next time, be careful out there. Signed, Orin.
Hey there kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I want to tell you thanks so much for watching tonight's video or listening to tonight's episode of the podcast, if you happen to be listening to this as a podcast, or as a YouTube, or however else you managed to have found this story for tonight. And as always, I would love to give a big thank you to everyone who's supporting me over on Patreon. You guys are the real MVPs, you guys keep things going, especially while things have been nuts for me over the past couple of months. And things have been getting crazier and crazier as time goes on. You guys are the ones who are keeping me sane. And I mean that with all sincerity, that you guys have helped me immensely. So, in my personal life and my professional life, I want to give a very big thank you to Jordan Alexander Sanchez, Jacob Bensky, Chance Burnett, Diana Krause, Lakeda Canizales, Mr. B. Poster Pedal Squeezer, Gavis, Joseph Calarudo, Woody B, Dante Kincaid, Foxhound 803, Mephistopheles, Curse Pox Primark, Bastion Beefcake, Jeff the Killer's Cultist, Love You M&M, M, Insanity Gamer X, Jesus Corneo, Yargul, Amber Clark, Jay Kearns, Himbo Jerry, Sam Ahai, Crusader Chocobo, Adam Arias, Captain Scurvy, Estabean, Raiden Morris, Nate Cull, Our Min Sec Time, Angelus, Seclude, That Creepy Chick, Red Shadow Cat, Xavier and Cheyenne, Six Gay Rats and a Trench Coat, Turtle Man, Cryolinium, Lord Life's Best, Goran Tron Magazine, Mr. Marcus Blitz, Ike Limchok, Dirt Diver 030, Matt Bach, Voice of Sam, Shelly J, Fikamel, Deleted Account, Melted Lake, Tully Sue, William King, Sashi Sazaku, Stricken, Freddy Krueger, Happy Birthday, Jason Wilson, Lisa Cottrell, Caspian, Hades Nephew, Tater Chip, Acid System, Mog, Kiri the Sloth, Fester's Lampshade, Nico Kaya, The Ginger Bros, and Stormcrow, Daniel Paulson, and Corey Kenshin.
To everyone on this list, everyone in the description, and of course anyone who could support even just $1, thank you all so much for making my life significantly easier with this. And if you guys would like to be able to join any of the names that you see here or down there or anything at all, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. And with that, I wish you all a very, very pleasant night and sweet dreams.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.